Russell Frank is a professor of journalism at Penn State, a contributor to statecollege.com, and a former columnist for the Center Daily Times. He's compiled a selection of his columns from the past 20 years into a book, Among the Woo People, which comes out on Sunday. WPSU's Addison Godfrey talked with Russell Frank about his book.
Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So your newest book, Among the Woo People, explores what it's like to live amidst the fraternities in downtown State College. Where does the term woo people come from?
I wish I could say I invented the term, but it was actually one of my neighbors. We would hear people running down the street going, woo! And so one of my neighbors started referring to them as the woo people. And so then I started writing columns about them. And they were kind of like, there were sort of mock anthropological studies, written in the language. I took a lot of anthropology courses when I was in grad school. And so they were written in the style of an ethnography, as if you had parachuted in among these unknown people that we know very little about and were there to describe their life ways. So it was kind of a fun thing to do. So I wound up writing several columns about them. And then when it came time to come up with a title for this book, I said, yeah, this is what I want to call it.
So you mentioned in your book that you had written over 1,000 columns, but you had to narrow that down to 90. How did you decide which columns to include in your book?
It was a lot of work. I mean, it was a funny process because I assumed that they were all electronically archived, and inexplicably, lots of them were missing. And so I had saved a lot of them in a cardboard box. So I was going through a box of yellow newspaper clippings. My parents, bless their hearts, may they rest in peace. They saved columns and then gave them to me in a three-ring binder. And so drawing on these three sources, I read them all. And it was really fun. There was one column which I did not include in this collection that I got tons of hate mail about. And for a while, I was really resistant to the criticism. But now I kind of have softened a little bit on that topic. And I partially agree with my critics on that one. But boy, in terms of like vicious responses, it was amazing. I hope you get cancer, like those kinds of responses. So I'm teaching a column writing class now. So I tell my students, like, this is what you're signing up for. If you write columns, you got to have a thick skin because some people are just going to hate you.
So what column was that about?
It was about my cat. So cat lovers are a particular breed, you cannot say anything bad about cats to cat lovers. And I was kind of what I thought was a humorous column about wishing for the demise of this cat that I didn't like very much. And boy, did I hear about it. I mean, it went on and on. There were so many comments. So I debated, should I put those in the book? And I said, nah.
As I was reading your book, I shared some anecdotes with colleagues who live in State College, and many of them had similar stories since they, too, live among the Woo people. So you mentioned receiving hate mail, but I wonder, did you ever receive responses to your columns from community members who could relate?
Oh, yeah, lots and lots, and that was always very gratifying. This is a small place, and my photo would run with the column, and so I would have encounters, in the supermarket and restaurants, just strangers walking up to me telling me how much they appreciated what I'd written. There was a columnist in San Francisco, John Carroll, who wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he talked about in one of his columns, he was at a wedding, and a woman came up to him and said, I'm sure you must hate this when people do this to you, but I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your columns. And he said, Madam, what would ever give you the idea that I would hate hearing that somebody enjoyed my columns?
In your book, you write about having your porch furniture stolen, your driveway blocked by a frat daddy, and your car commandeered by drunk college students, among other incidents. I'm sure there are some woo people who would say that you knew what you were in for when you moved next door to a fraternity, so you have no room to complain.
Well, this is true. I'm a former reporter, and I went around the neighborhood talking to people before I made an offer on the house. What's it like to live here? Is it noisy? Are the college students, a pain in the butt to live around? And I think people gave me honest answers. They said it's noisy at times. But they viewed the students as essentially harmless, that it wasn't like a dangerous neighborhood, that nothing really terrible ever happens. And if you're willing to put up with some noise, everybody I spoke to really loved living in that neighborhood. They loved being walking distance from campus, walking distance from downtown. I always felt like there was a real solidarity among the neighbors because we felt a little bit besieged by the students among us. And you know, I lived there for 16 years, and I was not unhappy, and it gave me plenty of material to write about. I live in College Heights now, and I never write about the neighborhood. Nothing ever happens. It's all very quiet and pleasant, but it doesn't give you any juicy material. But, you know, the things that happened to me were, they were pretty minor things, really. Finding my car moved, that was a Halloween night thing, and the car wasn't harmed. It was just across the street, you know, because I had foolishly left it open, and it was it's a standard transmission, so you just had to put it in neutral and release the brake and just give it a shove. So, but nothing bad ever happened.
What advice would you give future State College residents about surviving in a college town?
You got to have a sense of humor about it. You know, I hope people, when I read these columns, you know, I guess my fear is that I sound like I'm complaining, but really, you know, I got a kick out of it all. And I hope that I was, like, most of it was more like mock complaining that really, I mostly found it funny. And I think that's the attitude you have to go in with. You know, I mean, if you really value above all things in your when you're home peace and quiet, then that is not the place for you. I mean, you got to. And there are, you know, there are options. You can live on the outskirts of town. There are plenty of quiet places here. But I, you know, what I like about it is that it just didn't feel like just some boring suburb to me. I felt like I was in town, you know, living in amid the hubbub, such as it is, of a small city, which is just a very different experience, but one that I prefer.
Well, thank you again for joining me.
Yeah, my pleasure.